Hi there, it's Crystal from Bliss Radio, Better Sex Radio, coming to you from my office in Campbell, California. Had a little time today and I got to thinking about this question I get asked a lot. Well, it's two parts. One is, a lot of times curvy women ask me, how do you get comfortable having sex doggy style? Because I'm really, this would be like my clients or followers, they're really, they're just really aware of how large their butt is because of the world and how the world treats fat people. And they're a little bit embarrassed or shy about it. And they don't feel good about, you know, putting all up there in the air for everyone to see, well, their partner to see. And they want to be a little more, camouflage somehow, their big butt from their partner. And the other question that I get asked a lot is, will I crush him if I get on top? And to that I say, if he dies, he dies. I'm kidding. I think that's the funniest meme. But no, really, your partner will tell you if they can't breathe, like if you're sitting on their face, they're going to let you know, I can't breathe. Breathing is pretty crucial and critical to living. And so usually most people will just let you know, that's too much, or please, you know, lift up a little bit. And they wouldn't ask you to do it if they didn't love it. So you kind of got to kind of go with them. If your partner asks you for that, then go with it. It's going to be probably very exciting for both of you. And yeah, if he or she needs a breather, just work out a signal where they tap your thigh and they say, okay, two taps means I need you to move up a little bit so I can get a little more oxygen. But, you know, our species is pretty good at learning how to survive and learning how to make known what it is they need in the moment to stay alive. So don't worry so much about smothering them if you're face sitting or breaking them somehow if you're on top, because again, your partner's going to let you know that's too much. Oh, that's way too not comfortable. That's way too uncomfortable for me. You're digging into my thighs, whatever it is. I find for me personally, what I notice is because I have fatter thighs and if my partner is thinner, I will feel their hip bones digging into my thighs. And to me, that doesn't always feel comfortable to me. So I always feel like I'm the one who's uncomfortable, maybe not them. But yeah, I mean, the human body can endure quite a lot of things that are pretty amazing. And getting on top for sex is not going to kill them. I find there's a couple things that make getting on top easier. One is I like to be on top, but also be close to the headboard, where I could kind of reach over their head and reach onto the headboard and kind of use that for some leverage to help me kind of lift up and down. In my case, I would be having sex with a guy with a penis. But it could be you're having sex with someone who has a strap on, but you want to be on top. And if you kind of get on top, you know, get the penis or the strap on situated and then lean forward, then that allows you to have a little more grip and allows you to kind of pull yourself up and down a little more easily if you have difficulty with that. A lot of people with bad knees can't get on top necessarily, but if you want to try it, this is the one good way to do it, is to grab the headboard and then kind of, you know, you're going to kind of have that their hips do some of the thrusting. If you do have bad knees, or if you find it difficult to have sex on top, because when you get on a bed and there's two humans in the same spot, the bed does start to bow. So what I have found for myself that works really well, so I want to get on top, then I like to do it on the couch or maybe even on the floor. So I have a little more leverage and we both don't sink into the bed, because when you get my weight and their weight all on the bed in one spot, it just sinks down really far and it gets harder and harder. You have no leverage. There's no way to move. So you can't really get that up and down in and out sensation. So you have to tweak these things for our bodies, but that's okay. You're having sex, you're having fun, you're trying new things. So, and then as far as doggy style, I want to just tell you, when you first started dating this person, and even though you've never ever been naked before, and even if you're wearing all the black in the world, they could still tell how large your butt was or is. They could tell how much space you take up. They could tell how much body you have, how much flesh you have. Just because you're wearing all black, that might make you feel comfortable. Okay, that's fine. Go for it. But it doesn't really camouflage that much. They can still tell, you know, the amount of girth that you have in your butt or your thighs or your tummy, and they still want to have sex with you. So I guess my goal of this talk is to just say, embrace it they knew about your big butt before you guys got naked and they wanted to get naked with you. So either they might really, really like your big butt and they might like the enormity of it. In the case of my butt, they might really be into that, or they just might be into you, the human, and not you, the body part. So try to get out of your head. Try to just have complete and total abandon in the bedroom, because that's when the sex gets really hot. And nobody's fooled by all the way you contour your face and wear camouflage clothing, try to hide whatever you're trying to hide, that your lover knows. So embrace it, have fun, let go. You have to let go of all those things that the world, our society has taught us about our bodies, and just try to get out of your head and just enjoy all the pleasure your fat body can create and can enjoy, and try to get out of your head and try to stop worrying about whether they like these body parts or not, because most likely they do. So just saying, I don't know about you, but I don't have sex with anybody that I'm not into. And that's usually true of most people. And now I'm not saying that it doesn't happen sometimes, but I mean, I don't, first of all, I don't choose people by their body type. And then second of all, I don't choose who to have sex with based on their body type either. So I'm assuming that a lot of humans are like that. So sister, get on your hands and knees, put your face down, get ass up, just let it go. I promise you they're going to love it, because the more confident you are, the more at ease you are, the more a turn on it's going to be for everybody. And everybody's going to enjoy themselves so much more when they're not in their head thinking about all those things. And then, you know, in addition to the other things we're thinking about, like got to unload the dishwasher and pick up the dry cleaning and go pick up the kids and get them soccer. And now you're also thinking about, oh, my butt's so big, or if I get on top of him, is he going to die? He's not. People have been doing this in fat bodies for millions of years, and nobody's died from that yet. So, if you want to do some face sitting, do some face sitting. Just, you know, get up a little bit every once in a while and let him breathe. Let him breathe. Why not? All right, have fun. If you want to check out my sex toys, my website is blissconnection.com, and you can use the code VIP and I think podcast, and those will give you 30% off all of your purchases. Have a great one. Lots of hot sex. Thanks again. Bye.